Can AI educate your children better than teachers? I am Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is The Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Well, this month, OpenAI, Microsoft, and Anthropic, three of the largest AI companies, announced a $23 million partnership with one of the largest teacher unions in the United States, all so they can bring more AI into K-12 classrooms across the country. Well, there's already been more pushback than praise, but as we know, this does not stop big tech. So we have to ask ourselves, why are these companies throwing millions of dollars into education? Is it because they have evidence that AI is superior to current educational methods? Well, no, of course not. They aren't doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it for profit and for market domination. We also need to remember that we've seen this before. Google's educational initiatives over the years have placed Chromebooks in the hands of school children, along with their suite of resources, such as Google Classroom, Google Docs, and so on. Apple has pledged $100 million in products and services to underserved schools. In fact, they boast that they have donated an iPad to every student, a Mac to every teacher, and an Apple TV to every classroom on their Connect Ed website. Well, this sounds altruistic and even philanthropic, but feet on the ground, in the classroom, and at home with families, these devices have not advanced learning. They certainly have changed how children learn, but the national academic achievement scores continue to show a decline in learning. If anything, these devices and the online learning have distracted children from the learning process. I mean, to a child, the screen is a source of entertainment, not education. Apple's Connect Ed website literally says, when something's on an iPad, it's automatically fun. But what if learning isn't supposed to be all fun and games? But modern technology and parenting has trained children now to be passively entertained, not actively engaged in learning when they're on a screen. So what if learning is meant to feel a little more like labor than rest? And if expanding one's knowledge and mental abilities should actually give a sense of discomfort rather than fun? What can be ostensibly seen in many children today is that they have little desire to learn. The availability of Google, YouTube, Alexa, and now these generative AI chatbots like ChatGPT have taught kids that information is all they need in life. And since they know where to get the information when they need it, why bother with the arduous mental work of learning how to learn? Well, contributing to all of this is this lie that is fed to schools and teachers and parents and students. And that's the lie that kids have to learn this technology now so that they have the skills needed when these jobs somehow manifest. This is perhaps the greatest lie of all. Think about it this way. Surgeons today who perform thousands of, say, knee replacements, they didn't start learning to practice their skills in elementary school. And the engineers designing electric vehicles or performing gene editing, none of these engineers learned AI-related skills in grade school, yet each of them are using AI technology in their jobs today. The reality is that almost every adult over the age of 30 in the workforce learned how to learn in elementary school so that they had a foundation to learn whatever was needed later, whether that be in college or career. Not only is education about learning, not AI efficiency and digital literacy, education is about character formation. A critical aspect of learning through grade school is how to work with and get along with others. It's about learning perseverance and communication skills and integrity in their work and authority, respecting authority. There is zero evidence that AI can accomplish any of this. And so, what are parents to do? Well, first of all, you need to reject all AI-integrated devices for learning in your home. No, your child should not be using ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, or any other kid-friendly conversational chatbot that's promoted to help them learn or explore their curiosities. This is a technology that needs to be delayed. Anyway, it advances so rapidly that whatever they may learn now will be obsolete by the time they graduate high school. Second, find out how your children's schools will be using AI, whether that be through teachers or through the actual learning process itself for this upcoming school year. Read their policy, ask questions, and push back. Parents have to push back against the public school districts moving towards AI tutors in the name of efficiency and equity. There is no evidence this is good for children. It's just like smartphones and social media, where we like to think that the benefits might outweigh the risks, but in the end, they don't, and children are the ones harmed. Okay, friends, that is your Brave briefing for today. This just skims the surface of why children should not be engaging with AI. For more resources, check out braveparenting.net. Share this with a friend, and until next time, go and be brave.